Welcome. Today, the article we're going to talk about is titled, What We Believe Manifests. And I have Kathy with me today. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Jackie.
I knew a man who craved expensive clothes, expensive cars, and expensive tools. He claimed that he loved the hard energy of quality. Since he never expected to find quality in less expensive things, however, he never did. On the other hand, his wife found quality clothes at consignment shops and pretty decorations at yard sales. These things served her well for as long as she needed them. They both loved quality, but their perceptions around that energy created different outcomes. We create what we believe. For example, my mother totally believed her plants were receptive to the love she felt for them. And they were. She grew the most amazing flowers and vegetables in both quantity and quality that you can imagine. She talked to them and expected them to understand, which they obviously seemed to because they did exactly what she asked. On the other hand, I didn't, but the plants did. The reverse side of that story is about a man who also loved plants, but saw them as beautiful inanimate objects. Therefore, his love of beauty allowed him to externally admire, but not interact with the plants. Since he gave lots of care to his plants, they grew well. However, they fell short of the wondrous plants my mother grew. He had more problems with them. They didn't get quite as expansive or beautiful. He had more trouble with them because he admired them, but he didn't love them. Our belief system either supports us or limits us. Jesus proclaimed that any miracle he did, we could do also. But all too often, we're afraid to step outside of our small box of perceptions. It causes us to turn down the invitation of power that our spirit offers. Too many people hold the belief that if it isn't broken, don't try to fix it. Or to put it in energetic language, if it was handed down by people we trusted, then don't change it. And while the perception you were handed may be working and may be working out fine for you, those perceptions aren't really yours until your heart defines them. Of course, letting your heart define your beliefs means your view of yourself, your view of others, and of the world may change. It is this change that scares us away from the new that can be very exciting. We hang on to the known because we haven't trusted the heart enough to let it create the miracles it is capable of manifesting. Daily, you're faced with the choice. Do I let the energy offered by my heart define my life, not just an event, but my life, or do I stay in the comfort zone of hand-me-down beliefs? And they are hand-me-down. Our perceptions have been programmed from the time we're born. One offers an opportunity for authenticity, while the other offers a false sense of safety. This is the power of choice. Did that speak to you, Kathy?
It did, Jackie. It brought up for me my relationship with my mother, actually, because she has recently moved in with a group of people, and you know her, and you all seem to experience her in a different way than I do.
I imagine that.
I hear how amazing she is and delightful, and she is. I totally feel the same way about her. But when she has conversations with me, they're about what's wrong and this hurts and this is, I feel bad. And I was talking to you actually, and you said something. I said, well, why do I keep getting the other end? And you said, because you created it. That was my definition of love. That was my definition
of love. That you take care of her problems.
Yes. Oh, it was mind-blowing. So that's what came up around this. This concept went so much deeper than what you just said for me, that everything I'm experiencing, I have that perception. Mm-hmm. I have that programming. And I've spent a lot of my life in that and not knowing who I am. That's what it told me. That, wow, I started to interact with my mom more, see her as a person and not encourage the old programming pattern mm-hmm. of our love.
And that's the thing. The other person will fall into whatever your mm-hmm. programming is because they expect they're supposed to meet your demands.
Right. At first I thought it was she does that with me because of something she... No, it was my demand of love uh-huh. on her. Uh-huh. So it just showed me how different the world can be and how much of the world I'm perceiving, I've created it outside, then I deal with it, and then I try to change it, but the change has to come inside.
And you know, if we hold on to one and the other person changes, then we get upset that they're not yes. being that same yes. feedback that we always got yes. to feed our
yes.
program.
And I have to say, it has been, I get upset, I can't think of the word other than upset, but it's kind of a cranky, moody upset when people do that and leave me stranded in the programming that we created together.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a good way to put it, stranded in your programming. Yeah, yeah. You have a friend that counts on you to get her through her feelings. And I guarantee if there's any time you don't do that, she's going to be upset.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how she perceives you should be.
Yes, I am. Yeah, in that case, I'm bad, and then I get, quote, punished. You know, you get retaliated at. Uh-huh. Yes, and I'm sure I retaliate.
And so, but when we realize we're there, we just know it's their programming, yes. and we don't have to feed the other side of it.
Right, and can't we love them then? You know, all of a sudden we can
really
love them.
We can love them beyond that.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes. And if we don't, then we're either going to go back into that game.
Yeah.
Or we're going to break up a relationship with somebody that we really do love.
Right. Because then you're still dancing around and you did this and now you won't do this for me. Now I'm going to be better than you. I'm going to be the big person and none of that is love.
No. Thank yeah. you very much. This is a big, big topic. What we believe matters because if it's a programmed perception, and we're not talking about the beliefs that come from your spirit, we're talking about your programmed perceptions. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.